堂听 class.com。
三，深圳市高三年级第一次调研考试。
Text 1. Welcome back to Soccer Tips. We're talking to soccer star Carl Kessel to find out what makes him such a successful player. Carl.
Well, besides practice and pure hard work, keeping to a set routine on game day is something that's helped me a lot.
Could you tell us a bit about your game day routine, Carl?
Well, it's important to get a long rest the night before a game. I usually get up pretty late on the days we're playing.
What time?
About 8:30. I don't eat right away. I leave home and arrive at the stadium at about 9:20. Then I have breakfast with the team at 10.
Do you have a team meeting on the game day?
Of course, that's very important. We get together at 11 to talk about strategy. We watch highlight tapes of past games with the other team at 12:30 or so.
That's so you can identify any mistakes you made?
And to remind us of the kinds of strategies they use.After that, we relax and eat a light lunch together at 2.
What about loosening up before the game?
We do warm-up exercises starting at about 4:45, so we're ready to play by the time the game starts at 5:30.
Welcome back to Soccer Tips. We're talking to soccer star Carl Kessel to find out what makes him such a successful player. Carl.
Well...Besides practice and pure hard work, keeping to a set routine on game day is something that's helped me a lot.
Could you tell us a bit about your game day routine, Carl?
Well, it's important to get a long rest the night before a game. I usually get up pretty late on the days we're playing.
What time?
About 8:30. I don't eat right away. I leave home and arrive at the stadium at about 9:20. Then I have breakfast with the team at 10.
Do you have a team meeting on the game day?
Of course, that's very important. We get together at 11 to talk about strategy. We watch highlight tapes of past games with the other team at 12:30 or so.
That's so you can identify any mistakes you made?
And to remind us of the kinds of strategies they use. After that, we relax and eat a light lunch together at 2.
What about loosening up before the game?
We do warm-up exercises starting at about 4:45, so we're ready to play by the time the game starts at 5:30. Text 2. Hello, I have a reservation for tonight.
Your name, please?
Nelson, Charles Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Nelson. That's a room for 5.
And excuse me, you mean a room for £5? I didn't know the special was so good.
Oh, no. According to our records, a room for 5 guests was booked under your name.
No. Hold on. You must have 2 guests under the name.
Okay. Let me check this again. Oh, here we are.
Yeah?
Charles Nelson, a room for 1 for the 19th.
Wait, it's for tonight, not tomorrow night.
I don't think we have any rooms for tonight. There's a conference going on in town. Let's see. Yeah, no rooms.
Oh, come on, you must have something, anything.
Well, let me check my computer here. Ah!
What?
There has been a cancellation for this evening.A honeymoon suite is now available.
Great, I'll take it.
But I'll have to charge you £180 for the night.
What? I should get a discount for the inconvenience.
Well, the best I can give you is a 10% discount plus a ticket for free continental breakfast.
Hey, isn't the breakfast free anyway?
Well, only on weekends.
I want to talk to the manager.
Wait, Mr. Nelson. I think I can give you an additional 15% discount.
Hello, I have a reservation for tonight.
Your name, please?
Nelson, Charles Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Nelson. That's a room for five.
And excuse me, you mean a room for £5? I didn't know the special was so good.
Oh, no. According to our records, a room for five guests was booked under your name.
No. Hold on. You must have two guests under the name.
Okay. Let me check this again. Oh, here we are.
Yeah?
Charles Nelson, a room for one for the 19th.
Wait. It's for tonight, not tomorrow night.
I don't think we have any rooms for tonight. There's a conference going on in town. And, let's see. Yeah, no rooms.
Oh, come on. You must have something, anything.
Well, let me check my computer here. Ah!
What?
There has been a cancellation for this evening. A honeymoon suite is now available.
Great, I'll take it.
But I'll have to charge you £180 for the night.
What? I should get a discount for the inconvenience.
Well, the best I can give you is a 10% discount plus a ticket for free continental breakfast.
Hey, isn't the breakfast free anyway?
Well, only on weekends.
I want to talk to the manager.
Wait. Mr. Nelson, I think I can give you an additional 15% discount. Text 3. Sorry I'm late, Tom.
It's all right, Rita. Where have you been?
To the police station. I've lost my handbag, or perhaps someone's taken it. I don't know.
Oh no, what happened? Sit down. Is there anything important in it?
Very important. My checkbook, all the papers I need for work.
Oh, that's terrible. But how did you lose it?
Well, as you know, I was with a friend all morning, and we had lunch together. After lunch, I went shopping. And when I wanted to buy the shoes, I couldn't find my checkbook. Then I remembered that it was in my handbag, and my handbag was in my car.
So you went back to your car?
But I didn't find it there.
And you went to the police station?
Not immediately. Before I went to the police station, I called my friend's office. No luck.
You should go to the restaurant where you had lunch and look for it.
Oh, I should have done that.
Now you'd better telephone the manager right away.
Sorry I'm late, Tom.
It's all right, Rita. Where have you been?
To the police station. I've lost my handbag, or perhaps someone's taken it. I don't know.
Oh no, what happened? Sit down. Is there anything important in it?
Very important. My checkbook, all the papers I need for work.
Oh, that's terrible. But how did you lose it?
Well, as you know, I was with a friend all morning, and we had lunch together. After lunch, I went shopping. And when I wanted to buy the shoes, I couldn't find my checkbook. Then I remembered that it was in my handbag, and my handbag was in my car.
So you went back to your car?
But I didn't find it there.
And you went to the police station?
Not immediately. Before I went to the police station, I called my friend's office. No luck.
You should go to the restaurant where you had lunch and look for it.
Oh, I should have done that.
Now you'd better telephone the manager right away.
Text 4. Today, people everywhere are affected by the telephone. In the beginning, however, many people feared the telephone. It was believed by some that the telephone was evil, and laws were suggested by a few to prohibit telephones in bedrooms in order to prevent secret conversations. Telephones would allow private romantic conversations, but these ideas and fears were forgotten as the demand for telephones grew. At first in the United States, young boys were employed by telephone companies, but because of their bad language and tricks, many of them lost their jobs. In September 1878, Emma M. Nutt was hired as the first woman telephone operator. In France, women were employed from the beginning. This was in part because all boys and young men were required to serve in the army. More important, the female voice sounded much clearer over early telephone lines. In the late 1800s, the telephone, together with the typewriter, brought thousands of women to work in offices. New fashions were created to suit the need of female workers. Appropriate clothes for work were introduced soon. The shirtwaist dress and the blouse were designed for women going to business. The telephone obviously helped begin the social revolution that continues today. Today, people everywhere are affected by the telephone. In the beginning, however, many people feared the telephone. It was believed by some that the telephone was evil, and laws were suggested by a few to prohibit telephones in bedrooms in order to prevent secret conversations. Telephones would allow private romantic conversations, but these ideas and fears were forgotten as the demand for telephones grew. At first in the United States, young boys were employed by telephone companies, but because of their bad language and tricks, many of them lost their jobs. In September 1878, Emma M. Nutt was hired as the first woman telephone operator. In France, women were employed from the beginning. This was in part because all boys and young men were required to serve in the army. More important, the female voice sounded much clearer over early telephone lines. In the late 1800s, the telephone, together with the typewriter, brought thousands of women to work in offices. New fashions were created to suit the need of female workers. Appropriate clothes for work were introduced soon. The shirtwaist dress and the blouse were designed for women going to business. The telephone obviously helped begin the social revolution that continues today.
Text 5. Hello, Jane. You're kind of late. Where have you been?
Sorry, Tom. I just got lost on the way over here.
Well, you know they do have signs in English.
I know they have signs in English, but the translations are way off.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of foreigners scratching their heads trying to understand the English signs.
Me too. Someone really needs to fix this. It might seem like a small thing, but it's not a good situation for Beijing's image. The government has done a great job cleaning up the city, but the language is just as important.
Oh, definitely. The pollution is not nearly as bad as when we first got here, but the signs don't seem to have changed much. What do you think they should do about it?
Well, I think they should find some native English speakers and hire them to come up with some authentic translations.
Right. I just think the signs might cause the international community to see a modern city like Beijing as backward if they do not do something about the signs.
That makes sense. People here appreciate it when you try to learn Chinese, so I think foreign visitors would appreciate having the signs in correct English.
Yeah, I think everyone will be really impressed if they get the signs right. Hello, Jane. You're kind of late. Where have you been?
Sorry, Tom. I just got lost on the way over here.
Well, you know they do have signs in English.
I know they have signs in English, but the translations are way off.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of foreigners scratching their heads trying to understand the English signs.
Me too. Someone really needs to fix this. It might seem like a small thing, but it's not a good situation for Beijing's image. The government has done a great job cleaning up the city, but the language is just as important.
Oh, definitely. The pollution is not nearly as bad as when we first got here, but the signs don't seem to have changed much. What do you think they should do about it?
Well, I think they should find some native English speakers and hire them to come up with some authentic translations.
Right. I just think the signs might cause the international community to see a modern city like Beijing as backward if they do not do something about the signs.
That makes sense. People here appreciate it when you try to learn Chinese, so I think foreign visitors would appreciate having the signs in correct English.
Yeah, I think everyone will be really impressed if they get the signs right. Text 6. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for a lost and found at Walmart. There are two items today for their owners to collect. One is a camera bag, which was handed over 20 minutes ago from the toy department. The other is a brown purse that one of our assistants found in the women's changing room of the clothing department. I really hope the owners will come to the office of the lost and found and get back these properties after hearing the announcement. The telephone is 0755-8769-3241. The office will be closed at 6 o'clock. Remember the time, please. All staff working in these two departments had better keep this in mind. When the owners contact you to ask about these two items, please tell them to go to the fourth floor to my office. If they telephone you, write down their information including name, telephone number, email address and zip code. I can post them to their addresses after I confirm the owners. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for a lost and found at Walmart. There are two items today for their owners to collect. One is a camera bag, which was handed over 20 minutes ago from the toy department. The other is a brown purse that one of our assistants found in the women's changing room of the clothing department. I really hope the owners will come to the office of the lost and found and get back these properties after hearing the announcement. The telephone is 0755-8769-3241. The office will be closed at 6 o'clock. Remember the time, please. All staff working in these two departments had better keep this in mind. When the owners contact you to ask about these two items, please tell them to go to the fourth floor to my office. If they telephone you, write down their information including name, telephone number, email address, and zip code. I can post them to their addresses after I confirm the owners. Thank you.